story I'm going to share with you is about love. I'm not talking about the oochie-goochie kind of love. I'm talking about the love that's been through something, up through something, down through something, around through something, and still comes out on the other side. The story is in a book by Julius Lester and been revamped a little bit by the way I tell it, but it's about Simon and Susanna. Simon and Susanna, they lived in Freetown. Now, Freetown is right outside Williamsburg, down the old Indian Hill Trail, and there in Freetown, there's where the free Negroes lived. They had their own trades, their own businesses. They were their own people there. And there lived Susanna, the most beautiful of all the ladies in Freetown. And all the men, handsome, good-looking, intelligent men, they all came to ask for her hand in marriage. But her father, he was a cruel man. He wanted to keep her with him. And so he put out a decree that only the man that could clear 6 acres of land in one day from sunup to sundown could have his daughter's hand. Now, I don't know if you all folk in here know what 6 acres of land is, but it's land upon land upon land upon land. Trees! As far as the eye could see. Well, you know what happened next. The men, they fell. One after the other after the other. Except for Simon. Now, Simon was a big, burly man he was. His arms were strong with the hammer he threw in the blacksmith shop every day. And he was fair in face. Good looking, they called him. And he was wise in mind. And he loved Susanna. But even better, Susanna loved Simon. Simon, Susanna, Simon, Susanna, and so it was. Well, one morning, Simon woke up early in the morning. He came up to the father's door and he knocked. Father opened the door and said, "Yeah, what you want? I have come to clear 6 acres of land in one day from sunup to sunset for Susanna's hand." The father looked at him and slammed the door in his face. But that did not dishearten Simon, for around the corner came Susanna carrying an axe. That very axe she took her hair and she rubbed and said, "Axe cut, cut axe," and she handed it to Simon. Oh, but behind those closed doors, that father began to pace, as fathers often do. And he paced back and forth, looking for a way to stop Simon. Because you see, he was a conjure man. He could make love come and make love go, make you well and make you ill. And so he looked for a way to stop Simon. But you see, Simon had on one of those lucky rabbit's foot. And nothing could stop that. In front of those doors, Simon, he took the axe and he laid it beside him. And then Susanna, she reached into her pocket and she pulled out a red bag. "Simon, when you can no longer cut, shake the bag and the axe will cut for you."
"Thank you."
And then Susanna did what all young ladies one day do. She oh, I tell you, Simon was so excited, his feet didn't even touch the ground when he got down in the trees. When he got down there, he started to cut, 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 and the tree came down. But it had taken him too long to cut that one tree. He would never cut all those trees. He would never get Susanna's hand for his own. But then his hand felt on his pocket. And he pulled out that red bag. And he looked at it. And he shook it. And the axe got up and cut all those trees down. Can I get an amen? That's what I'm talking about. But I did say he was a wise young man, did I not? And he left 3 trees a-standing to cut down on his own, so he would not return to the father too early and let the father know Susanna had her conjure ways as well. Well, come near sunset, Simon went back up the hill. He knocked on the door, but this time he was different. Y'all men know what you like when you done something right. Shoulders back, chest out. Confidence. And when he knocked, Father opened the door and said, "Yeah, what you want?" I have cleared 6 acres of land. Susanna is mine." The father, he looked. "You might have handy with an axe. Come inside, wash yourself. I'll get some food from the barn." The father came inside. And father went outside to the barn, but Simon came inside. Excited he was to see his Susanna. He went up to her and she was trembling. She was pale. "Simon, my father will kill you." "He will not. I earned your hand. You are mine." Well, she learned a long time ago that sometimes one picture was worth 1,000 words. She took him by the hand, led him by the hand, took him to the window, looked out that window, and out that very window, there came the father, a large knife in his hand and his nose blowing like a snorting bull. And I tell you, that's all it took for Simon to take Susanna's hand, and out the door they ran. But not before Susanna, she picked up a blue cape, something to keep us warm. She picked up a dark black skillet, something we can cook on, and a bag of white meal, something we can cook with, and out the door they ran. Oh, but the father, he saw him, and he came after. Oh, he was fast. Yes, he was fast. He was fast. Oh, he was fast as a gazelle running over in Afrique's plains. And I tell you, Susanna, she took off that blue cape, whipped it around, and it landed on the ground, and it became a large pool of water. And the father began to drink, but it took too long, so he called for the hot air to take that up into the air, and he kept coming. He came so close. He was as close as the bark on a tree. All right now. And I tell you, Susanna, she took that bag of meal, and it went up into the air and then came down as a thick white fog. But the father, he called on the wind and blew that fog away, and he kept coming. He came so close. He came so fast. He was like one of them horses running right around here in Virginia, I'm telling you. And I tell you, Susanna picked up that dark black skillet, raised it above her head, and then threw it down, and it cracked into 1,000 pieces of deep, dark black night. But the father took his knife, and he cut through that knife, and he stepped through, and he kept coming. He came so fast. He came so fast that his very hand could reach out and touch fair Susanna's cheek. "Simon, drop a pebble." And Simon took out that red bag, and he took out a blue pebble, and he dropped it, and it became a hill, and the father went up, and the father came down, and he came closer. "Simon, drop another one." And he did, a larger one, and it became a larger hill. And the father went up, and the father came down, and he came closer. And he came so close that you could feel his breath. On the back of their necks. "Simon, drop all those pebbles." And Simon dropped those pebbles, and it became a row of mountains. And the father went up, and the father came down. And the father went up, and the father came down. And the father went up, and the father came down. And he was tired, and he could run no more. And that's when they stopped. And Simon took Susanna's hand, and she said, "Now we can rest." And then Susanna did what all young ladies one day do. She and they went on their way. Well, I ask you fine gentlemen listening to this story, what were the color of those pebbles? And I ask you fine ladies, and I know some of you know, the name of those mountains, the Blue Ridge Mountains, built on love and strong enough to withstand anything. May your love for your friends and your family be that strong.